This is the way I've been working. I try to find some problem and we can figure out how to solve it and get the tools together and integrate them into the humongous set of tools that all work against one single database. The way the SAP people talk about it, do you know them, and PeopleSoft?
Yeah.
The concept is one organization, one database. A further concept is one organization, one community computer, I call it, instead of a personal computer. People often ask, what's post-PC? To me, post-PC is CC. The CC is a place where you go and put stuff into it, take stuff out of it, in a shared space of what you are in the context of that community. And so your stuff is there to the extent you want it to be, and it's shared with everyone else in the community. And it's actually just a PC, the PCs today, these 2 gigahertz machines with, I'm predicting by 2005, you'll have a terabyte of storage, which is more than the entire internet had in 1998. A terabyte of storage, probably a 5 gigahertz processor, the ability to pump out more information than the world ever had 10 years ago in digital form. And what the heck are we going to do with that? And my answer is, we're going to have a tool that suits a community whenever it needs it. And everything you do at that point just holds on to that organization's identity and work surface, so to speak. It's like, what you need to do, and that's it. So now, what are the tools? What should they be? Right now, the vision is they need to be things like word processing online. You just click and start typing and you make a document. Spreadsheets. We've got a spreadsheet editor we're working on, so it won't be Excel, but it'll be Excel compatible. We have PowerPoint-style presentations that you just do over the web. You go onto your website. I'm going to give a presentation like the talk you gave. I think you looked like you were winging it. I wasn't sure. There are pictures of you. Ed Dundle's photos on the web. I've got you out there in Lawrence Hall of Science. And this is wonderful. That I can know where you've been, what you're talking about, kind of what you're thinking, at least what the people recorded or what you said, and I'm just doing it through the web, and I see this is going to be wonderful when it's easy for all of us to do that. Ed Dumble's a great guy, expert, knows how to get his photos on the web. I have a tool, I can take a picture of you right now, take out the floppy, put it in here, and have pop on a website and add it to a presentation from wherever I am, so reporters can do stories and file them. I'm totally opposed to emails and email attachments. I want every single web page or something you can just work on it, add it in there.